It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Lynn Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into our story, let's find out what's mystifying our hero.
Just for the books, Molly, what's this wild, wobbly whoosus my weighty woolen sock is wedged on?
Relax, McGee. It's only a sock stretcher.
Sock stretcher, huh?
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's too bad nobody's ever invented a buck stretcher.
Tut-tut, my sweet. You're forgetting the Prudential's famous modified three plan. Now, there is a real dollar stretcher. Gives folks permanent whole life insurance that's low cost from start to finish.
Yep, and here's how it works. The first 3 years you have Prudential's modified three plan, the premiums you pay are 15% lower than what you pay later on.
But later on, after those first 3 years, you get annual dividends from the Prudential, and these can be used to reduce the increased premium.
That's why we say the Prudential's modified three plan is a dollar stretcher, low cost from beginning to end. And it will do all the things you want your life insurance to do for your family.
Ask your Prudential agent about the low-cost modified three plan. Make your family's tomorrow brighter by insuring their future today.
One of the things Mr. McGee is not particularly blessed with is sales resistance. He's just finished demonstrating that fact at his own front door right now.
Okay, bud, we'll give it a try. So long.
McGee, who was that at the front door?
Look what I bought, Molly.
Oh, a salesman. Well, what is it?
Bottle of Stump Away, the magic stump remover. Yeah. No chopping, no digging, no blasting.
No fooling.
Yeah, see, it says right on the label. If you can bear to part with that ugly tree stump on your property, all you need to do is pour Stump Away, the new fast-acting chemical on the stump, and the wood fibers will soon decompose all the way to the root tips. This bottle takes care of any size stump. Stump Away. How about it, kiddo? Isn't that dandy?
I'm simply ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
How much did this timber melter set us back?
$1.49, with a money-back guarantee.
That's just dandy. Mm-hmm. Now, suppose you just trot after the man and see if you can recover your cash.
Well, give it a chance, kiddo. We haven't even tried it yet.
No, and where can we?
Hmm?
McGee, we haven't got a stump to be removed. For heaven's sake.
Say, that's right. Oh, well, I didn't throw any money away. Doc Gamble's got a tree in his front yard. I'll ease over there and poison that some night, and then I can give him this bottle for Christmas. I can always use a bottle of Stump Away.
Who's this now? I'll go see.
No, don't bother. I'll get it.
Yeah, but where? In the neck or in the wallet?
You'll see, Tootsie. If this is a salesman, I'll get rid of him.
Good morning, sir.
Don't want any, bud.
Tell a man you don't want anything.
You heard my wife, bud.
Look, here's your chance to surprise her.
Hmm?
Get her a pair of these.
What the heck are those?
Crying Kitty salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
Imported. She'll love these cute condiment containers, hand-carved out of curly Canadian maple. Go on, try them yourself. Here.
Well, I never saw anything like... They're sure cute, but... No, I don't think...
Oh, what a hit they make at formal dinners, barbecues, why, even picnics. The ladies love them.
No. How much?
In stores, $3. But our special introductory offer to you, $1.49. Take them.
Oh, I don't think... $3 at the stores, you say? Well,
Here you are. A half a dollar and a penny. Makes it 145 out of two, and thank you. And now, how about these wonderful magnetic potholders which cling to your stove, sink, refrigerator, wall, cabinet? Always within reach when needed. Washable, magnets won't rust.
McGee?
No, absolutely nothing doing. Good day. I'll just put these shakers in my pocket and give them to her when she's in a better mood. Goodbye. You call me, Molly?
I'm here in the living room. I just wanted you to close the door before the draft blew through your pocketbook and whipped out a dollar bill or two.
Oh, don't worry about that. Guy was just trying to...
Heavenly days, McGee. Don't tell me he sold you a cat. I'm going to put a chain on that door before you...
No, wait a minute. I got them right here in my pocket. Look, salt and peppers. They cry when shook. Add spice to the conversation. Genuine carved Canadian curly maple. $3 in the stores.
Oh, that's exactly what we needed.
I knew you'd like them. They're cute, aren't they?
Just lovely. Step in the dining room here with me.
Okay. We can keep them here on the buffet, and every time you pick them up...
Open the top drawer there. Hmm? No, the other one.
Okay. Yeah, but what you gonna... Oh, you already got a pair. Huh? Two pairs? My God.
I have four pairs of those ridiculous things.
You have?
Which are 79 cents in the Bonton basement, and which I'm unlucky enough to win as a door prize every time I go to a woman's club meeting.
Well, why don't you use them? They're cute.
I don't use them because they're useless.
They meow.
They make a fine noise like a crying kitten if you like kittens crying on your dinner table. But they overlooked one little thing.
What's that?
There's no place to put salt or pepper in them.
Oh?
Throw them in the drawer with the others and... I'll get the door this time. You hide.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Where would you have to pay $70 to $150 for a poorly made pair of shoes? $125 for the simplest dress. Famed foreign correspondent Marguerite Higgins in the April Woman's Home Companion gives you a report on Russia that only a woman could give. Her Russian diary takes you inside a Moscow maternity hospital, answers intriguing questions like, what do they do in Russia to help make childbirth painless? How soon do husbands visit their wives and new babies? Don't miss Red Plush and Black Bread, an intimate report from this world-roving newspaper correspondent. You'll want to learn, too, how to dress up your meals with really attractive table settings. There are 8 exciting full-color pages on how to set your tables for entertaining. You'll be amazed how many of these new ideas you can use. And in the same issue, learn who the women of America would vote for if there were a presidential election tomorrow. Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
Get rid of that salesman in a hurry. I'm in no mood to... McGee? McGee, where are you?
Must be they're working in teams today, Tootsie. Attacking from the front and rear at the same time.
What?
No sooner did you open the front door than there was a guy rapping on the back door. Boy, this sure is our day for peddlers. What was yours?
Magazine salesman. I hope I didn't break his toe, but I think he learned a valuable lesson about shoving his foot in open doors. Mm. What'd you buy this time?
I didn't buy anything. Guy at the back door wasn't even a salesman. He was a guy making a survey. Wanted my vote on the design and shape of a new meatball maker they're putting on the market.
Oh?
He had pictures of them, 3 different kinds. Here's a copy of the ballot. Shows which way I voted.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah.
I am in favor of the check your choice, square aluminum, oval porcelain, round plastic meatball maker.
I voted for the round one.
And as a reward for aiding this survey, I will receive the one of my choice.
Gee, I didn't know that.
One of my choice at the reduced price of $2.49 plus postage. No cash down. Just pay the postman when he brings it.
Huh?
Oh, McGee, for goodness sake.
Let me see that thing. My gosh, I didn't know. I mean, the guy didn't say anything about... Oh, I should have read this, I guess, before I signed it. Gee whiz.
Honestly, I just don't know how to protect you from yourself, McGee. I hate to lock you in your room.
Don't answer it. Don't answer it. Let it ring. Don't answer it.
Hey there, kids. Open up. I know you're in there.
Oh, it's the old-timer.
Well, I guess we can let him in. He's not selling anything, so... Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hello there, Johnny. Hi, daughter. Want you to meet my friend, kids. What's your name, friend?
Codges, from the Regal Legal Publishing Company.
What you mean, your friend, old-timer? You don't even know his name.
Any gent that gives me a quarter to introduce him to somebody is a friend, son.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, friend Karches. You come out in the kitchen with me, daughter. This is man talk.
Well, it isn't safe to trust McGee with a salesman, but the heck with it.
You're just wasting your time, bud. I ran out of my quota of spending money about 5 salesmen ago. Besides, my wife...
Now, friend, what I have here is something you've been meaning to do for your wife for years. You owe it to the little woman, believe me.
Whatever it is, I'm not...
Just look at it, friend. Introducing the Regal Legal Make-A-Will Kit.
Make-A-Will Kit?
That's right. Latest step in the do-it-yourself field. Don't put off this important step another minute, friend. It may be later than you think. Do it now.
My gosh, that's a one... I mean... Gee, willikers, you got forms and everything in that envelope.
Why, friend, where there's a will you want, we've got a way. Do it yourself in private and save money. Only a dollar. Today only. You want to buy it, or should I whip around to the back and sell it to your wife?
No, she might just automatically turn you down, and I need one of them kits. Here's a buck. Swell.
Did he hook you, Johnny?
What was he selling, Mr. Oldtimer?
Wills, daughter.
Yep, it's a kit so I can make out my own will all by myself and I don't have
to... What are you going to do, make out a new one and cut me off without a cent?
A new one? What you mean?
Don't you remember the will you made out 4 or 5 years ago? It's in our safe deposit box at the bank.
It is? Well, I'll be darned. Oh, I remember now, but I clean forgot to...
Don't you move.
Okay.
Whoever this pest is, I'll send him down the street so fast he'll think... Yes? What do you want? Oh, it is it? Well, now, let me tell you...
Shucks. Can't hear a word they're saying, Johnny.
Well, don't worry. Whatever the guy's selling, Molly won't be having any. Boy, when it comes to salesmen, she's tougher than a 2-bit T-bone. That guy could be selling diamond ring cleaner at a nickel a bottle and throwing in 3 diamond rings to clean, and she'd boot him down the street
like... Hand me my purse off the buffet there, quick. I need $10.
Purse? Oh, here you are.
Thanks. I'll be right back.
$10? Hey, wait a minute, Molly.
I thought you said she was a tough prospect, son. Probably got a good-looking salesman there with his hair all slicked down with goose grease and one of them cookie-pusher mustaches.
Boy, will I give her a razzin. $10. Why, I haven't spent that much all day long, and I've had a bad day myself. Her telling me to watch it.
Oh, McGee, help me with these packages, will you?
Gladly, my dear. I see you got rid of that salesman all right, but isn't $10 a little high to...
Not for what I bought it isn't.
No?
Look at this. A little sign to put over the doorbell.
Positively no peddlers or salesmen. Hungry dog inside.
Yes, sir. And in this box, there's a new doorbell invention.
Yeah?
You have to put a dime in it before it'll ring. And if it's a friend, you return the dime.
Say, that's a good...
And this is a one-way mirror peephole for the door,
oh.
So you can see who's there before we open up. And this is a chain for the door, and there's more.
More?
And believe me, this is the greatest $10 investment I ever made because...
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you'll love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Say, remind me to go downtown tomorrow, Molly. There's something I meant to buy today, and I...
Buy? Well, you bought every silly thing they brought to the door today. What can you possibly need that you haven't already bought?
Easter seals.
Oh, Easter seals. Mm-hmm. Well, for goodness sakes, that's different. Well, I can't think of a better investment for your money than an investment in health and happiness for crippled children through the purchase of Easter seals.
Over 100,000 of the nation's crippled children received help last year through the Easter Seal Societies, and that help is made possible through your contributions.
You don't have to go downtown to do it either. Just sit right down now and put a check or as many dollars as you can spare into an envelope and mail it to crippled children in care of your local post office.
Good night.
Good night, Al.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer. Eddie Marr played Friend Karchus. This is John Wall bidding you all good night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.